This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir.
And so that's Rosemary Clooney's take on the sweetness of sisterhood.
But come on, anyone who's had a sister or is a sister knows it's never, ever that simple.
Is this your daughter, Judge?
No, 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 it's her sister. See, her older sister. I mean, Margaret's sister.
You got plenty of room, sweet Judge?
Sure, now.
You look enough alike to be mother and daughter.
Sisters look alike, too.
I hate my sister.
Okay, so that was Shirley Temple and Cary Grant in the 1947 film The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer. Truth is, of course, that relationships that sisters have is both a little dream and a little drama. Okay, a lot dream and a lot drama. But it is a unique kind of sibling relationship that is celebrated in the book Sisters, an Anthology.
The anthology features writings by Joan Baez and Dorothy Parker, to name a couple. And there's a special reading of it this weekend at the Griffin Museum of Photography in Winchester.
So we thought it the perfect time to take a close look at sisters and sisterhood. And we're going to do it with some sisters that maybe you've heard of. The name Ephren ring a bell? So let's introduce them. Joining us now from the NPR Bureau in New York is Delia Ephren. She's one of the four Ephren sisters and author of numerous novels, including Hanging Up, which became a movie. And she's also written the screenplays for You've Got Mail and The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Delia Ephren, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hello. Nice to talk to you.
It's wonderful to have you. Sitting across the table from me is one of your sisters. She is Hallie Ephren, the third of four Ephren sisters. She's also a writer. She's author of Never Tell a Lie and her latest novel, which is Come and Find Me. It was published just this year. Hallie Ephren, welcome to you.
Thank you so much. Hi, Delia.
Hi, Hallie.
It's great to have you both. Let me introduce one more person into this conversation. She is the editor of the Sisters Anthology, Jan Freeman, executive director of Paris Press. It's a Massachusetts-based nonprofit that publishes literature by women writers. Jan Freeman, welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
So it's wonderful to have you all here with us today. Let me just start by admitting to you that I only have a brother. I have a younger brother. So this whole world of sisterhood, I feel like I'm a bit of a stranger in a strange land. So Hallie and Delia, just describe to me what it was like growing up as one of four, both of you.
Wow, that's big. Well, in our family, it was, I guess you'd say it was competitive, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. And then you get in first to talk right
now. Yeah, I saw Hallie open her mouth,
yes,
but then Delia starts talking.
Go ahead.
Well, it was just silent, you know, so I thought I had to jump in. But no, the dinner table scene was in our house. My father would always say, that's a great line, write it down. Yeah. And we were constantly trying to get attention that way by being funny and smart and clever.
It was Darwinian. Don't you think?
Well, we all survived, so I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. Was it always so competitive from the time that, you know, all four of you were on the scene, or did it sort of ebb and flow depending on how old you were?
I'm waiting for Hallie to answer. I'm being polite. I'm older than her.
I'm not sure if it ebbed or flowed. Both Delia and I were middle sisters. I was the third, she was the second, and there are four of us. So, you know, for a while I felt like the youngest. I don't think you ever felt like the youngest, did you, Delia?
No, I really spent my whole life thinking I had to get along with everyone. I'm much more of a middle sister than I think you are in that way. I just had to get along my whole life. I've failed at it quite frequently, but I have tried always to get along, and I've saw it as my job in life. I've tried to give it up, but I embrace the sensitivity of the second sister, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I value that.
That's what she's described. You know what I mean? That is that you're more sensitive, you're more empathetic and everything. But in our family, because our parents were both writers, really, that's all you were allowed to do. And don't you think that the admission to the family, Hallie, became when you become a writer in our family, that's when you're an Ephren?
I think that's absolutely true. And, you know, I was really strong in math, strong in science, and I think nobody gave a flying anything that I was. And I think, you know, it's one of the reasons why for so many years I didn't write. I really didn't start writing until, you know, like about 12 years ago, because I just didn't feel like I had that thing. And I have to say, I didn't always feel like I had, you know, the blessings, mm-hmm. you know, from the parental units.
Jan Freeman, let me pull you in here, if I may, because it's so interesting what we're hearing already in just the way that Hallie and Delia are speaking, that maybe this is one of the hallmarks of sisterhood, that there's this constant, whether they like it or not, comparison to each other. I mean, I didn't necessarily feel that with my brother, that, you know, we had some kind of young sibling rivalry, but, you know, he did his thing and I did my thing, and I didn't necessarily feel like I needed to compare myself to him. I mean, is this something that's maybe unique to relationships that are the same gender and sisterhoods?
I think what's appealing to me about the subject of sisters, having two of my own younger sisters.
Oh, you're the eldest in the group.
Yeah, I'm the oldest sister, and I'm sure that my middle sister would really appreciate what you just said, Delia. The complexity of the relationship is just fascinating. I think it's a really unique relationship that has a lot to do with how our parents treat us. That's reflected in how competitive we are, how supportive we are, and all of that shifts depending on our age. I think that sometimes we can be close in childhood and then the relationships change, the constellation shifts as teenagers, as adults, depending on what's happening.
You know, Jan just said something really interesting that Delia, I know you've remarked on, and that is that all siblings, these are your words, I believe, that they have different parents, and all sisters have different parents based on when they were born in the life of the parents' relationship to each other.
And also how they interact with each parent, because your personality is different, and so you have an entirely different relationship with your mother or father than I did, certainly, than Hallie did. Don't you agree, Hallie?
Absolutely. And the dynamic changes depending on who's in the house. So when all four of us were home, it was one thing. Then Nora goes to college, and the power shifts. And then, you know, you went to college. And again, you know, Amy and I were just the two of us. So it's everybody's on their trajectories, and everybody's changing and going through their own personal crises and so on. But yeah, it's very different.
Delia,
and
what did you?
Father.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what did you mean by
so,
that?
He was very, our parents were impossible, basically. They both had issues with alcohol. And my father was very dependent on me, to confide in me. And he tried it with Hallie, as I recall. Hallie, you can correct me at this, but Hallie knew enough just to leave the house. Just she had a really nice boyfriend, and she would just go over to his house.
I did.
But I saw it as
you would leave the scene.
I would get in the car. I was 15 years old, and I didn't have a driver's license, and I would drive away. I would put my sister Amy in the seat next to us and get the heck out of there. Yeah,
wow.
And I completely responded in an opposite way. I thought it was somehow even flattered by the fact that he chose to confide in me, and God knows, you know, it wasn't good. But, you know, that's the child I was, and that's the child Hallie was.
Well, that
she had a better instinct.
It's interesting. You took care of your father, and Hallie took care of
herself.
Younger sister. Well, yourself,
no,
but
and
also
Amy.
Amy
yeah.
And that happens so frequently, and that was one of the things that was interesting in putting together the anthology, was finding different pieces by different writers that reflected the different roles of sisters.
Mm. Well, we are talking about sisters and sisterhood. There is an anthology out called Sisters. Jan Freeman is one of the editors. My other guests are Delia Ephron and Hallie Ephron. They are two of the four Ephron sisters. There is a reading of this anthology this Saturday, I believe, in Winchester at the, I have it rear in my notes, well,
Griffin.
At the Griffin
Museum of Photography.
Museum of Photography. Okay, sorry about that. Apparently, I can't even read my own handwriting these days. But we are talking about sisterhood, and I just want to give a chance to let listeners know that they are welcome into this conversation. So if there are sisters out there, we want your stories. Is there a secret language to sisterhood? Are you hearing it here with the Ephrons? What's your favorite and least favorite part of being a sister, and how has it affected your life? And for anyone out there who thinks this is just a chick segment, it is not. We welcome brothers as well. Don't be shy. If you had a sister, was she like an alien creature to you? And how was that relationship different than maybe with your brothers? And for everybody out there, whether or not you have a sibling, When you say you love someone like a sister, what do you really mean? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Now, you had mentioned, Jan, how it's interesting how the concept of sisterhood has worked its way into the writing that you feature, obviously, in this anthology, and I'd like to hear some of it. Delia, an excerpt from your novel, Hanging Up, is one of the pieces that appears in Sisters, an anthology, and I'm wondering if you could read a little bit to us.
I'm going to read a paragraph. I always think that women like to know exactly how long it's going to be.
Tell us a little bit about the book, and then read us the excerpt.
It's the story of three sisters struggling to deal with the death of an absolutely impossible father, and as Hallie can attest,
complete
we had
fiction,
a father
right?
Right. Well, it is. The characters are fictional, but my father was in love with the telephone, and we got calls day and night, and he would set the sisters against each other. Oh, did you hear? So you know, Hallie did this, or Nora did that, or Amy did this, and you were just spinning from all the tales he was phoning us with. So that, hence the title, Hanging Up, dealing with his death. But here is a scene with Georgia, the older sister, who is a star in her own galaxy, and a magazine editor, and her younger sister, who always feels a little inadequate in her presence, her middle sister. The older sister is Georgia, and the middle sister is Eve. If Georgia proclaimed an affection for anything, say macadamia nuts, I couldn't prefer cashews without feeling I'd betrayed her. I never admired her straight and narrow aristocratic nose without remembering that mine turned up slightly, giving me the eager look of a kid while she had the serious appearance of a woman. Today I saw that her waist was not just ideally small and round, but smaller and rounder than mine, which was an oval leading not to broad but to broader hips. Madeline was so much of another person, 5 years behind me, much taller, willowy even, a kind of free, not freer spirit who swung her arms loosely when she walked. Georgia acted as if she owned the street. Maddie strode along oblivious to it. I tended to watch where I stepped, trying to make my way without causing anyone else too much discomfort.
That's Delia Ephron reading an excerpt from her novel Hanging Up, which is featured in Sisters, an anthology. Delia, let me ask you, do you think you would have been able to write with such detail about the inner workings of a woman's mind if you were writing about a relationship other than sisterhood?
Well, I'm a woman, so I'd like to say yes to that question. But I certainly knew that writing about sisters was something I understood. And Hallie, you haven't written us about sisters
yet,
have
you? You know, Come and Find Me has two sisters. And the book I'm working on now, I just was gobsmacked listening to you that your character's name is Eve. And the character in the book that I'm writing right now is named Eve. Her sister is Ginger, which, of course, no one in our family ever would have named somebody Ginger except a dog, which
well,
we were not allowed
to
have.
That's true. But you have to change her name. It can't be Eve anymore now that you know about this. This is just not fair.
We'll see.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But one of the things about this excerpt, which I think is so true of sisters, is that you really do know how you compare in every way. I mean, I know Hallie has higher math scores. I know she's a better tetherball player.
It's true.
Still?
It's true. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure. So, I mean, there are these things that you just, you really do look at a sister and feel better or worse about your physical body or any number of other things. It's the universal person. I mean, you just compare yourself to them your whole life.
Jan, I've got to ask you, I mean, it's so wonderful and joyous to be able to hear the openness and fluidity with which Delia and Hallie are sharing the ins and out of their sisterhood. But I've got to say, I've got friends who would say, no way in heck would I talk about my sister as openly, because the relationship is really quite fraught. I mean, it's as emotionally difficult as it can be, you know, emotionally bonding together.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, I've come across many sisters who want to run as fast as possible in the opposite direction when I have been talking to them about the Sisters anthology, even though we include pieces by Lan Samantha Chang, a wonderful short story, or by Edward Dandekat. There are stories about sisters not getting along. And women who don't get along with their sisters, oh, it is a completely fraught, terrible situation where in which they don't want to have anything to do with even the word sister. Mm-hmm. They just turn around and walk the other way often. And then there's those who will talk a great deal about how angry they are at a particular incident or jealous they are. It can be funny, and it can also be heartbreaking. And we tried to capture that in the anthology with all the different pieces that we included. And in my own situation with my sisters, often there are two that are getting along and one is on the outside. So with three, there tends to be a constantly changing relationship between sisters. I may be getting along with my youngest, Carla, and Nancy's on the outside, or Nancy and Carla are getting along, I'm on the outside. It shifts depending on what's happening in our lives, with children, somebody getting married, with the illness of a parent. Mm-hmm. That often really brings an intimacy between maybe two siblings and somebody else's on the outside.
Hallie, let me ask you, did you find that, I mean, you're one of four. We should mention the other two, by the way. Nora's the eldest, right? And Amy's the youngest. Did you find something similar to what Jan is saying, that the spheres of influence and relationship changed over time? Like, maybe did you feel closer to one of your sisters than another, depending on how old you were or what was going on?
I mean, I think I've always felt closest and Delia, I'm sorry if this will make you uncomfortable, but to Delia. But I think each of us, but I think each of us would have said that, which is weird. It's just what she was saying, that in a way she played the hub to the wheel, and each of us were spokes and connected through her to each other to some extent. At least for me, that's how it is. And I think that's something that at different times has been comfortable for her, and it's different times uncomfortable. You know, it's fine when everything's fine, but it's not so fine when everything's not so fine.
Well, we actually have a ton of listeners who
want
to join us. So if the three of you can hang in there for just a second, I want to welcome some of them in. Joanne is calling from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You're on the air, Joanne.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment about, I have one sister, and we grew up, we're very close in age, and grew up having quite a competitive relationship with one another. I think that over the years we've been able to look at the dynamic that we had with our parents and how favoritism played into the degree to which we were able to bond as sisters, and I found myself seeking out friend relationships that could take the place of a sister relationship that I always wanted, because we were never really terribly close.
Joanne, thank you so much for your call, and I can tell you I see nodding heads here in the studio. Why are Jan and Hallie, why are you both giving nodding?
I think there's this stereotype idea, this romanticized version of how your sister's going to be your bosom buddy, this person that you share your innermost secrets, that you support each other, blah, blah, blah. And actually, I just don't think it ever can be that way, because it's so complicated for us. And I mean, I do think sister relationships can be more fraught than friendship, where you pick the person who's your friend. You don't pick your sister. Right. You're stuck with them.
And you do pick the perfect sister as your friend. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Pick a friend who would be your perfect sister.
Did you do that?
Someone who's complete. I have friends, my two best friends, Julia and Dina, support me in this deep fantasy way. And I think that there's something about sisterhood that prepares you to find friendships. And you are comfortable bonding with women. That's for sure.
You know,
I am anyway.
Speaking of the way sisters support each other, Hallie, I believe that is one of the sub themes in your novel, Come and Find Me. You've got it here with you. Could you read it? Tell us a little bit about the novel and read an excerpt.
Sure. It's a novel about a woman who is afraid to leave the house, and eventually she does, although she ventures out on the internet as an avatar plenty. In this scene that I'm going to read, a very short, a half page, she finally lets someone come into this space that she set up for working, and the person that she lets in is her sister. So I'll start. Diana began to key in her security code. "You plan to lock yourself in or me out?" Ashley asked. Diana paused. "What is that, multiple choice?" "I mean, the house is barricaded enough. Why bother with locks on inside doors, too?" "I lock doors," Diana turned around. "I do a lot of crazy things because it makes me feel safe. It gives me the illusion that I'm in control." "I know you think that's nutty," she could hear her voice rising, turning shrill, but she couldn't stop herself. "And I would agree, but I do it anyway, okay? Okay? Okay." Ashley held up her hands. "Hey, it's your life. You do whatever. It's just you know that it doesn't make any sense." "What's logic got to do with it? You've been in therapy. Fear's not rational." Ashley blinked and reared back. "Ouch!" She reached out her hand to Diana. Her eyes teared up. And just like that, Ashley turned the tables, and she was the aggrieved party.
That's Hallie Efron reading from her novel, Come and Find Me. She's with us in the studio. Her sister, Delia Efron, is also with us in New York. And Jan Freeman, editor of Sisters and Anthology. I just don't want to ignore the mountain of callers that we've got here. So if I may, I'm going to roll through a bunch of them to get more of their stories on the air. Carly is calling from Jamaica Plain. You're on the air, Carly.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having this conversation. It's been really fun for me to listen to. I'm a twin, and I have a twin sister. We're not identical, but we are definitely related, if you look at us. But we have constantly been compared throughout our lives. And I actually, when we were very young, got leukemia, and my sister was unaffected. And so for 2 years, I kind of had the attention put on me. And she kind of, you know, was taken care of by grandparents. And I feel like the rest of our lives, I'm 28 now, our family has kind of been trying to make it up to her and give her that extra attention. So our relationship has become very complicated. And I feel at this point in my life, I reach out to her more than she reaches out to me. And I just wonder if you guys have gone through anything like that, where it's either both brought you closer together and kind of taken you farther apart.
Carly, thank you so much for your call. Hallie, Delia?
Whoa, that's a hard one. What do you think, Delia?
Well, what I really think about sisters is that, because we've been through it a lot, and we've fallen out with each other at various times in our lives, and oddly enough, if you're patient, it comes around, I think. It's sometimes the reason you've fallen out is how you're feeling about your life. It could be how she's feeling about her life at that moment. And it's as you get older, it just stops. Those things stop mattering, and the importance of the fact that because of that sister, you're not alone in the world, and because of that sister, you're the only one who really knows about the parents and can really talk about the parents and what, you know. So I think that those more powerful things start to become more. I mean, that's the hope I would give you about this, because I don't think there's much you can do about it while it's happening.
Hallie, I wonder if I might actually turn a question to you, because you had said a little earlier in the segment that you didn't become a writer until much later than your other sisters did. And of course, Delia and your eldest sister, Nora, have had quite a bit of very high profile success. When you decided to start writing, how much did it matter to you to receive your sister's approval or support, and did you?
Well, let me see what I'm going to admit to here. It was important for me, for them to like what I read. Having said that, the only one that I showed my work to was Delia, who was incredibly supportive, I have to say. Thank you, Delia.
Who was the first person to tell you were a writer? I want to know.
Delia.
It was me, right?
It was you.
It was me.
It was. And I believed you.
Yeah.
That's the important
thing. Well, she was. It was so obvious. It was amazing.
Yeah. So I was going to comment on what Carly said, that I think the other thing that happens when you get older, and if you're fortunate as I am and have daughters, is you can, and they get along, and my kids do. I have to say, I get, you know, your axis shift, your center shifts, and so the sisterhood gets replaced a little bit in your life with other relationships.
Oh, interesting. And have you learned more about sisterhood from your daughters than maybe you learned from your own relationships with your own sisters?
I'm hoping their relationships are much less complicated than mine. One of my daughters is an architect, and one is a writer. So they don't really compete, except when I'm in the room, I think.
Well, I was just talking to my sister about that the household that we grew up in, there was assumed competition between all of us. So we were expected to be competitive with each other, and were. But my youngest sister has two daughters, and they completely get along. They adore each other. And they just grew up with completely different expectations. Oh, yeah. And there isn't competition.
And Delia, last question to you. Is sisterhood and its mysteries, is that going to be fertile fields for you for future writing and future screenplays?
I'm sure it will be. I have a novel coming called The Lion Is In, and there are three women on the lam with secrets, who they're running from and what else they're running from. And the two best friends have grown up only children, best friends from childhood, and they are so sibling-like. So I think it sneaks into everything I write.
Well, Delia Ephron, her new novel is The Lion Is In. It's due out next year. She's also author of Hanging Up and screenplays, including You've Got Mail and The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. It's been such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye, Hallie. Bye, Jan.
Bye. Thank you, Meg.
And Hallie Ephron, of course, is Delia's sister. She is also an author, including books titled Never Tell a Lie, and your latest novel is Come and Find Me. Thank you so much as well.
Thank you.
And Jan Freeman, editor of the Sisters Anthology. Real pleasure to have you. There's going to be a reading from the anthology this weekend at the Griffin Museum of Photography in Winchester. Do check it out. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us, although I wish we couldn't depart this conversation, but there's so much more to talk about, including a Boston University sociologist, Ashley Mears, on the low-wage perils of modeling. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.